Hey there, welcome to the podcast today. This is Mike, I'm your host. Connor is in Scotland as I record this, and so I am riding solo today. And today, our topic is, you know, how to bring your kids to church. How do you bring your kids into the worship service in church? How do you prep your kids to worship and all of that kind of stuff? I'm literally talking off the top of my head. I have no notes in front of me. I'm just going to ramble. I do have a lot of experience in this, less than others, more than some, you know, all of that. But I have five kids. I'm 62 years old. My oldest child is 33 this summer. My youngest child is 22. Four of them are married. One is getting married this summer. We have seven grandkids. I've been a pastor. I've been in pastoral ministry for 40 years. Okay. Kind of crazy, but since 1982 and at three different churches. Okay. Downey First Baptist and Voyagers Bible Church and Grace Church of Orange. I was an associate pastor at the first two churches and then became the senior pastor of Grace Church in 2006 after being an associate for 21 years. I've been here 19 years. All that to say, that's not to try to impress you. That's just like, okay, there's some context. But I would just tell you that, like, I grew up going to church with my parents, even when I was not a believer, right? And, you know, I learned how to sit through church and all of that, but it wasn't like I was listening, okay? So the goal is not to get kids to sit through church, okay? That's not what the goal is. I said in my sermon last Sunday even, I am so glad that kids are in the worship service. And one of the reasons is embedded in Scripture, because like in Ephesians 6 or in Colossians 3, children are addressed. Children are spoken to. And it implies very heavily that children were there while the Word of God was being read to them, that they were in the gathering of believers, okay? They were a viable part of the body of Christ as covenant members of the body, even if they weren't saved yet, because they were in a believing household. That didn't make them a Christian, but they do have special blessings. Think about it. They're being brought into the worship service to hear the Word of God, all right? And presumably their parents are reading the Word at home. We've addressed this at other times, but very important on a daily basis to be teaching your kids the Word of God and praying together and even singing songs together and all of that. But let's talk about, you know, bringing your kids to church. I think it starts on Monday. I don't know. It starts Sunday after church. It starts Saturday night. You're prepping your kids. We go to church together. This is what we do. Just like we read the Word together at home, and just like we sing together or we pray together and all of that. And we come to church together. You're part of this. You're important, kids. You're so important to us that we want you to gather with the people of God, and the people of God rejoice to see you in there with us. But there are protocols. Every culture has social norms and what have you. So, you know, in a worship service, we don't bring toys in, and we don't, you know, I don't bring my exercise bike in either, you know? So it's like, we bring our Bibles and ourselves. I don't even bring coffee in. I drink water. I preach three times. So I drink a lot of water on Sunday mornings, but you know, I'm not coming to watch a show. I'm not coming to watch a movie. I don't bring popcorn. You know, I don't bring snacks. Now I will say, if you need to bring a little snack for your kids, why not? Little fruit treat, little fruit, you know, roll up chew or a little oatmeal raisin cookie, whatever works, you know. But I wouldn't bring a big old crunchy apple. I wouldn't bring, you know, a blow pop or something where they're going to start blowing bubbles and everything. You do want to have like a respectfulness when you come into a worship service. But don't you want to teach your kids respect all the time? Of course. Okay. Which is a sliding scale for a lot of people. Some people think, oh, that's respectful. Oh, that's disrespectful. And it could be the same thing. So let's realize there's a range of understandings and all of that. So I'm not here to like put a yoke upon your neck that nobody can bear or anything like that. What do I want to do? I want to give you a great picture of what does it look like to prep and bring kids to worship and then debrief, okay? Let me just tell you, our family, we would be the last family to be called regimented or, you know, this is the way we do it. You know, we're much more organic than that. Even our family times in the Word, they don't look perfect. You know, don't get weird ideas in your head. You know, we're not militant about what we do, but we are committed to what we do. And we've done this since Alexandra, my oldest, was about 4 or 5 years old, bringing her into the worship service. I'm not saying you can't bring younger kids, but you know, you should be able to, I think you should have them with their Bible, bring their Bible with them, maybe something to write with, right? Maybe not a big old, you know, don't bring a permanent marker. Okay. Don't bring a Sharpie. Okay. I would just say like, bring something to write with. I wouldn't bring all the crayons or all the markers. I'm talking about one utensil with, one implement with a piece of paper or whatever. Some churches, and we've done it in the past, we have like kids' sermon notes or whatever, but we hand out a card that has a whole blank back page for to take sermon notes, okay? I'm not big into all the fill-in-the-blanks stuff. I think the preaching is much more organic and personal than just here, take my 5 points on how to be a better whatever and write them down and go away. No, I want you to be listening to the sermon and writing things down as the Lord prompts your heart. So, but like, bring your kids in and prep them that we're going to be in service and we're going to have all ages in there. And, you know, just like we sit in a restaurant or a library or a coffee shop, we don't make a big ruckus. You know, we try to be sensitive and respectful to people around us and all of that, but you're going to be all together with everybody. And we just love doing this because we're committed to this as a family, and we're going to bring our Bibles and we're going to bring, you know, whatever else we need. That's not, we don't bring a suitcase or a big old back. Some people do bring backpacks. So, hey, ladies wear, take purses in, and even some guys bring their merce or whatever it is, their satchel or their guy bag. So I get it. So, but you bring your Bible, you bring yourself. I personally wouldn't say bring a big cup of coffee because I've seen the spills on the carpet at many a church, including ours. But I would just say you prep them to come in and then you come in. Now, if you have the little tiny kids, I wouldn't put them front and center in the front row with you. Now, if you're brave and you've trained them well, why not? Go for it. But if they're jumping up and down doing jumping jacks while I'm trying to preach or while the singers are trying to lead us in singing, it could be distracting to folks, right? So you just have to be careful. When my kids were younger, I would usually sit back to the edge, okay? Why? So I could get out quickly if they need to go to the bathroom or if they started crying or they started having a fuss, okay? I think I've told everybody the story about when my son and I were just stuck in church, second row, front and center one time. And Ange wasn't with me. She was probably home nursing babies or whatever, or nursing sick babies. And I'm sitting there and I'm dying the whole time because I'm thinking my son is making the biggest ruckus. Turns out, you know, the people afterwards, we get up and I say, hey, I'm sorry if Michael was a little bit, you know, they said, no, fidgety or whatever. They're like, oh no, you know what? We love the fact that you bring your son into worship and we wish we had brought our kids in. Our kids don't even want to go to church now, which is one of the reasons why I want kids into the service. Because if they never go in until they're junior high or high school, you lost it already. It's too late to start training them to do that. So here's the thing. We want the kids in, but we don't want a circus, right? We want the kids in, but we don't want a ruckus. By the way, oldest end of the spectrum, I don't want you snoring either, okay? Or I don't want you talking. I will say that parents and adults and youth are usually more disruptive in a worship service to me as a preacher than young children ever are, okay? I can preach through a kid crying, okay? Now, usually if your kid starts crying, the appropriate thing to do is just to get up, you know, as nonchalantly as you can, and just get up and exit. Everyone understands what's going on and they love you for it. And I wouldn't keep bringing them back in over and over again. I would just wait out or go to the mom's room or just sit outside, whatever it is. It's one day in your life. You're not going to miss the one word. You can go back and listen to the sermon later, you know, whatever. I just say like your kid needs you, your child needs you more in that moment to just hug them and tell them. They're not being bad, by the way. If they're crying in service, they're not being bad. Okay. You have to remember there's disobedience, there's defiance, and then there's just childishness, or there's just, you know, attention spans and what have you. I get it. Okay. But here's an interesting thing. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not a comedian. I'm not anything but your pastor and a preacher and a friend. And my job isn't to like keep everyone spellbound with my witty stories and my magic tricks. Okay. So I realize that kids can sit through an hour of a show on TV that's built for kids, but sometimes it's harder to sit through a sermon. I get that, but it's harder to sit through a dinner. It's harder to sit, you know, in a library. Whatever. Let's just be normal about it. But I'd say get your kids in there and say, here's what I would say is good for young kids. You're listening to the sermon, let's say. Okay, singing's the easy part. Prayer. Let's talk about prayer before the sermon. Prayer. A okay, we're going to bow our heads. Maybe we fold our hands in our lap just so we don't get too fidgety and start tickling or hitting brother or sister. And then we just try to focus in on what the person is praying about and then pray in your own head to the Lord silently, okay? But what about during the sermon? I would tell kids, okay, you can draw a picture of the pastor preaching or of something you see up there. You can draw a picture of something he is preaching about. You could take notes of the actual sermon and what his outline is or what he's saying. You could pick out a word and say, see how many times he says the word, the name Jesus, you know, or something like that, or Bible or whatever it is. But maybe make it interesting, and you could do this ahead of time. Okay, kids, today I want you to come up with one thing from the sermon that you're going to have a question for me about, okay? And then we'll go through oldest to youngest or youngest to oldest or whatever, and we'll talk about it in the car later. Just something to get them engaged, okay? But then, and I know I'm rambling here, but then let me give you one more thing. Afterwards, I think it's good to go over. You know, that song we sang, let's sing it again. We all have the tune in our heads, and let's just sing it. You know, we sing the chorus or whatever. Or let's pray for that missionary we heard about today. Let's pray for them right now. Or, you know, Pastor Mike or one of the other pastors or elders, they were preaching on this or that or the other. They were preaching on children, obey your parents in the Lord. Kids, what do you think about that, you know? But I'd say just like start a conversation. That would be a bit of the Deuteronomy as you go by the way and as you walk by the way and all of that, okay? Yeah, I hope this is helpful. Again, if you're from Grace Church of Orange, you know where to find me. You can ask me any question you want. I just have a lot of compassion for parents who are brave enough to bring their kids into the worship service. I think it's right. I think it's good. I think it's biblical. And I think you need to keep trying, even if every once in a while I have to, you know, maybe pull a dad aside and say, hey, you know, your kids were a little bit rambunctious today. Maybe don't bring as many toys next time. Maybe don't bring any toys next time. I love you, but don't hurt. You're hurting the cause a little bit because, you know, people were a bit put off point. They were thinking more about your kids than they were about the sermon or about the songs or whatever. So I've talked to dads about that, and they're always really apologetic. And I'm like, no, your kids didn't do anything wrong. Just prep them a little bit better and realize you're in a social setting and realize people are trying to listen in and all of that. But there's a range. Like, just because your kid's fidgeting doesn't mean they're bugging anyone. They're smaller, and people probably don't even see their movements. You're probably more sensitive to it than they are. Okay, the guy snoring with his head back, that guy's way more, noticeable. Or when two adults or young adults are laughing in the middle of a sermon, even when they were talking about the sermon in the middle of the sermon, that can be more distracting to people around them than a child like just happening to fidget. So I would not take your kids out just because they fidget a little bit. If they're making noise, if they need to go to the bathroom, if they're, you know, oh, I would take them to the bathroom before you go, but I realize young bladders are smaller and all of that. So, but I would just say, again, sit off more to the back and to the side if you can. If you do get stuck because it's full and you do get stuck up front, just roll with it. Everybody, here's the thing. I think everyone is very understanding and they like kids in the worship service as long as it doesn't become a distraction that goes on and on and on. And then reflects upon the parents' lack of social awareness. I think that is the biggest part, okay? And so be socially aware, but don't ever blame your kids for like being noisy in church, okay? You need to train them, but kids are kids. They're gonna be noisy at times. It's okay, you know? Anyway, I love you guys. I hope this is helpful. I don't know, I'm rambling. I'm gonna go ahead and close it at this point and just say thanks for joining me on the podcast today. And maybe we'll talk about some of this stuff another time as well. All right. God bless you. Praying for you, and see you next time on the podcast.